So let's pause for a moment and ask the question, what is a system then? What am I talking about when I say a system, systems thinking? And so what is a system? Simplest definition of a system is a system is a set of interrelated elements that are organized to achieve a common purpose. That captures a lot. The systems can be natural or they can be man-made. They can be simple or they can be very complex. Most of us these days are hearing a lot about systems when we think about climates and climate change and the ecosystems of the Earth. But systems also can be man-made organizational systems. Systems vary on a number of key characteristics. They can vary on the degree of openness of the system. Some systems are small and closed and contain a very limited number of elements. Some are large and complex, containing a large number of elements and a large number of interactions with other systems. There can be a number of different levels in a system, or what we sometimes talk of as the hierarchy in the system, the different levels that interact with one another. Certainly education, the hierarchy of educational systems is a case in point. Systems can vary by the degree of self-regulation that they are capable of practicing. Or that govern how they function. And that being the idea of homeostatic balance and feedback, the idea that organizations want to be in balance and that there are constantly systems of feedback helping the system to stay in balance. That can be both a positive and I'm sure you can see a negative or a constraining factor in particularly in organizational systems. And the fourth characteristic would be the purposiveness of a system. That is the number and complexity of the goals or objectives that exist in the system. And these can range from one or two goals to large numbers of goals. And now, of course, you can see that we're talking about education here. The complexity of the education goals and objectives that we have make the purposiveness of the system a rather complex one.